Scott City Golf Team having a really busy week here. They just got their first leg of their competition done on Monday, winning the Ulysses meet, and they will be at Dodge City on Thursday. And also on Friday, they will host their own tournament at home, and so that'll be fun there. Scott City, we've got a couple of golfers joining us here. Senior Jaden Lewis getting things started with golf. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Man, good day for you on Monday. What got into you there?
I don't know. I just chipped, and my short game was a lot better than most times.
And would you say that was probably one of your best meets you've had all year or in your career?
Yeah, that was. I think that was my lowest so far I've ever shot.
All right. But, man, and I know you probably felt like, too, you even left a little bit extra out there, huh?
Yeah, the last four holes I had weren't very good.
But how exciting is it to have a team like you guys do have this year that's just continuing to get better and being up there toward the top of the team standings?
It feels good to actually, like, have a team and going somewhere, and it's not just an individual deal.
And, you know, from last year to this year, where do you think you've gotten better at?
Definitely my short game has gotten better. Not losing near as many strokes there.
All right. And, you know, with, tomorrow, Dodge City, Friday at home, I guess start with tomorrow. You get to play that course there, and you get to play against some really good competition, 5A and 6A. But you also get a little taste of where you want to be come May. What are you looking forward to the most, Mariah Hills?
I'm just looking, just trying to get a look at the course, just getting it played, because hopefully we make it to state, and that's where state's at.
Have you ever played there before?
I have not.
All right. Well, you know, that's going to be pretty exciting there. And then you get one more home meet of your high school career on Friday. That's got to be kind of bittersweet, huh?
Yeah. It's the last one.
Yeah, but nope. So what do you have for a goal of mine for Friday at home?
Top five, and then win it as a team.
All right. All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you come for, Thursday and Friday here. Jaden, thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Jaden Lewis joining us here. We get a sophomore joining us here next, and it's going to be sorry about that. Just was transitioning over here. How you doing, Eli? It's Eli Lisenby.
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, on the varsity run here this year, you've been part of a pretty good run here so far. How do you feel like the season's been for you so far?
I think it's been pretty good. I think I could have done better individually at the first two meets, but I think I'll come back and perform.
Yeah, you were sub 100 the other day. What was your score there, Ulysses?
92.
All right. Was that one of your best days you've had so far?
Yep, this year it's been my best.
All right. But, you know, Monday, I think you couldn't have asked for any better weather conditions than Monday.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty nice.
What through your courses this year, what's been your favorite one to compete at?
Ulysses, actually. I think it's a really nice course, put together well. And with the weather, it was just perfect.
Any snags out on the course? Or
not this year.
Not this year.
There was one last year, but
okay.
Not this year.
Well, got lucky, man.
Yep.
How fun is this? You guys have really had a really good run so far, and being a part of team races and being in the team competitions.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's a great time.
Of course, tomorrow and Friday, it's back-to-back there. And what do you do to maybe kind of not get too fatigued with the run that you're going to have 36 holes over the next 2 days?
I think you can just kind of mentally prepare for it, you know that you're going to play a lot of golf and be ready for it, you know.
That's going to be an exciting challenge, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Eli Lisenby, sophomore for us here, and thanks again for the time. Good job so far here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, sophomore Eli Lisenby joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we're going to get Coach Brian Gentry here momentarily on the headset here. Is a busy week of golf here. Well, Coach, are you all geared up for another 36 rounds to walk here this week?
Oh, yeah. It's a good time out there, you know, especially, you know, Monday, you know, all the guys played really well. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see. And, you know, we gave them yesterday off. Actually just let them go kind of, you know, hang out and see some of their classmates play, whether that be track or baseball. So took the day off because they're going to get in a lot of steps the next couple of days.
That they are. Have you guys had – is this the first time you ever remember where everybody was under 100?
I don't want to be mean, but sadly, yes, I do.
Well,
it's it was a good showing. You know, really it was, and all of them are capable of that. And Ulysses's course, kind of the front nine anyway, a bit easier. There's not as many obstacles. It's not near as long. So you have some scoring opportunities. You know, you don't see too many courses that have three par fives on the front side. And so they do. So, you know, the front side is where a lot of our guys, you know, really, you know, made their move. And then we had, I think we had two guys eagle on the back nine, you know, Jackson eagle 11, Dylan eagle 13. We had several birdies in there. So, you know, it was a good day, and the weather was great. So, you know, it was a great confidence builder for our guys.
Yeah, two in the top five, and I think three in the top 10, 15. That's a pretty good day there. But it just shows how much improvement you're Jackson's been pretty much, pun intended, on par all year. Yeah. But rest of the group just continues to kind of get those shots down.
Yeah, and then we talked about this, you know, a few weeks ago. When I think last year really set the bar up there, you know, pretty high. And those guys really enjoyed going down there as a team, and I know they've got their sights set on it again. So, you know, fortunately for us, we were able to get into the Dodge tournament tomorrow and get to go see it. But all these guys, you know, we were looking for that, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth guy to you know, step up and give us something, you know, under 100, and all three of them did. And so it would have been, you know, we would have won the tournament with any four of those or any three of those scores. And that's what you need, because not every day is going to be, you know, everybody's best. So you need those, you know, four, five, six guys to, you know, stay around that 90, you know, mid 90 area. And if they're capable of doing that, and they are capable, but if they're able to do that, I mean, it goes a long way for our team score.
Back-to-back days of playing golf like this with 36 holes. I mean, this has to be a good training experience for a team if you guys do qualify for state and make it to that second day.
Absolutely. Back-to-back tournaments are, you know, and also looking at the weather right now, you know, we're going to get, you know, it's going to be a little cool tomorrow, it looks like, and the wind's going to be blowing. But, hey, that's nothing new to us. But it is, you know, playing back-to-back 18-hole days is good practice. It's good experience. It's going to be great experience. Regardless of what happens tomorrow, it's going to be great experience just for those guys to go see the course and take it all in and really – you know, focus in on you know, how the course lays out, because it's a great course. Mm-hmm. It's a fair course. You know, it allows you to, you know, kind of blow it around and push it, you know, left or right. But it's a great course, and we're excited to go up there.
That'd be a fun day there tomorrow at Dodge City, and then home here on Friday for the home meet. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here off to a good start here this week. Thanks again for the time here, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here throughout the rest of this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.